In Iraq, the struggle to form a government continues. More than 2.5 months have elapsed since national elections, and more than 2 weeks have passed since the nomination of a prime minister, the Shiite religious conservative Ibrahim al-Jafri. Since then, the world's been waiting for Jafri to name his cabinet so that a transitional government finally can be formed. But all political progress appears to have been stalled by squabbles over ministerial jobs. We're joined from Baghdad by NPR's Philip Reeves. Philip, what's this delay really about?
Well, it's been an argument between the main groups, the Shia Alliance, the largest bloc in parliament, the Kurds, the interim prime minister, Ayad Alawi, and the Sunnis. And there are several big issues in play here. Among them, how many cabinet posts and which one should go to the Sunnis. This is seen by observers as crucial. Sunnis already have a vice president and the parliamentary speaker's job. Now, most of the Iraq's Sunnis didn't vote, so they have very few seats in parliament. But if they're not represented significantly in the cabinet, there's perceived to be a risk the Sunni minority, who dominated under Saddam, will be further alienated and that'll fuel the insurgency. And secondly, it's about how many cabinet jobs should go to Alawi. He got 40 seats in the 275-member parliament, but he's been pressing for 4 ministries, including defence. And in this, he has the support from Kurds. The Kurds know whatever happens, the Shia, who are mostly religious, are going to hold the largest number of cabinet posts, but they're keen to put a limit on that by making them share some of the pie with Alawi, who they tend to prefer because, like them, he's seen as secular.
Are there any signs of a breakthrough?
We were expecting something on Thursday. Today, we were expecting something also, and it looks as if nothing's going to happen. And every piece of information, of course, in this part of the world should be treated with suspicion. But NPR has spoken to a senior member of the Shia Alliance today who says that he confidently expects a government to be announced within 24 hours. Now, if this proves true, it'll be a great relief to the US, which is concerned that all this to-ing and fro-ing has created a paralysis, which the insurgents are exploiting. That's been reflected in a surge of attacks in the last 10 days, including one today, which killed 6 Iraqis in a double bombing in Tikrit.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Philip, thank you.
You're welcome.